You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB See Differently Awards are just around the corner, with the big night taking place on Tuesday, 21st of May. Now, People's Postcode Lottery are the headline supporter of the awards, with players raising over £10 million for RNIB since our partnership began. And joining us now to tell us a little bit more about their partnership and how People's Postcode Lottery has been helping support the big awards is Head of Charities, Laura Chow. It is lovely speaking with you today.
Hello.
Now, Laura, why are People's Postcode Lottery supporting the awards?
We're so happy to be able to support the awards. The relationship that we've had with RNIB has been running since 2008. And as you mentioned just now, that has enabled over £10.7 million of support to go from our players into all of the great work of RNIB. And it seems like a good time to work together to raise the profile of all the fantastic people that have been supporting RNIB and working with RNIB over these years.
Oh, it's such a lovely partnership. And I feel like you had such a lovely opportunity as well, because you have been part of the judging panel at this year's awards. What was that like?
That was really, really good. I have been on judging panels for a few different things over the years. And one of the things that struck me was the diversity of the panel of judges, where people with lived experience could really provide their input. And we didn't always agree on all of the decisions that came forward, which is a sign of good judging. There wasn't any groupthink, but just to have the inspirational stories come forward from the nominations and to be able to look at all the different ways in which teams, employers, individuals, volunteers design, the way that people have shared a greater knowledge of what the experience of being visually impaired is and how communities can provide that support. And a lot of professionals going above and beyond their roles with campaigners, just so many things out there. It was very, very inspiring and a very tough decision as well.
Why is it important for People's Postcode Lottery to support organizations such as RNIB?
So RNIB is an organization which supports people all over the country. And every day, hundreds of people are losing their sight. And we know that this is increasing in time. So there are people in all parts of community, and we're very much here to support communities across Britain, and RNIB is able to provide that support. But our funding model is that we trust our charity partners to spend the award. This one is awarded through the Postcode Care Trust, and the funds are raised by our players. We trust our charity partners to put that award where they see there is the greatest need. So over the years, RNIB has been able to take that flexible, unrestricted support to the areas where it's very important for them. So for example, it's been able to support a lot of innovation. The Postcode Care Trust has enabled RNIB to invest in projects like Eyewear, the digital tool that builds empathy and understanding of sight loss through immersive experiences. In other times, it's been able to support enhanced service delivery. So that's the work that RNIB does around employment services, placing accessibility specialists within external partner organizations, and enables the closing of the employment gaps for visually impaired. And sometimes the support has been used for research and development. Because it's unrestricted, they were able to use the funds to facilitate ongoing research and development, to think about new insights, prioritize areas where the greatest impact could be held, certain amount around capacity building, allowing RNIB to undertake transformational changes within the organization and recruit key positions, community impact, which is a very big part of what we aim to do with support from our players. And that has enabled initiatives like the UK-wide Sight Loss Advice Service and Eye Care Support Pathway, and also just general financial stability. The grant money that is received is able to support RNIB's financial health, allowing the organization to maintain and reserve within their risk-based policy target range, despite ongoing pressures and inflation, being able to look at reserves and make sure that these stay strong to be a strong organization. So lots of different ways in which RNIB has been able to use support from our players to what they feel the best thing is for them at the time as the experts in where that money should be best spent.
Well, that's lots of ways you've been able to support RNAB's work. And I believe you're also going to be supporting RNAB at the awards, at the big event. You're going to be there. So is there anything in particular that you are actually looking forward to on the night of the awards?
Well, I'm really just looking forward to meeting the finalists and some of the other people that I know will be there. And I guess I'm not allowed to provide any spoilers, but I'm really looking forward to seeing people in person. I've done a lot of reading and preparation through the judging process, and it would be lovely to meet all these great individuals and teams that have been nominated and are in the list of finalists.
Well, Laura, if we wanted to find out more about the charities, People's Postcode Lottery support and the impact they have on communities they serve, so some of the information you already gave there, but maybe we want to hear a bit more, is there anywhere we can go?
Sure. If you go to the People's Postcode Lottery website, there are a couple of tabs. One is on good causes. There is also a postcode hub there where you can read stories of the many, many charities that we support as an organization. But also, you can look at our social media channels. So on Instagram, we're at People's Postcode Lottery. On X, we're at Postcode Lottery. We're on LinkedIn. You can do an easy search for us on Facebook. And I think also, if you're not so familiar with how to access all the social media channels, there's some information on the RNAB website for how to access social media.
Brilliant. And remember, if you would like to find out a bit more about the RNAB See Differently Awards, the finalists, the categories, the judging panel, Laura has a little page there as well. You can visit rnab.org.uk and you'll find the RNAB See Differently Awards pages there. But in the meantime, Laura Chow from People's Postcode Lottery, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you.